In downtown Chattanooga, what is now ML King Boulevard was once known as 9th Street. Back then, it was the heart of the city's black community during segregation and a musical magnet for blues, jazz, R&B, and soul. Bessie Smith sang the blues on what was called the Big Nine. Now, the Bessie Smith Cultural Center at 200 East ML King Boulevard is preparing its free events for the community for this Juneteenth. On Friday, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., it presents Juneteenth, the Celebration of Freedom. On Saturday, from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., the center once again hosts Bessie Smith's Big Nine Music Fest. Elijah Cameron is Vice President of Operations at the Bessie. Eli, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about Juneteenth at the Bessie.
It's going to be a great time. We're doing the Juneteenth Celebration of Freedom Friday, June 19th at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center on our big lawn out front there on ML King Boulevard. We will have live music, food trucks, kids activities, free museum admission, engage with community organization, and we also have a Juneteenth documentary that we show inside in the performance hall. The Juneteenth celebrate the resilience, culture, and achievements of African Americans while also serving as a reminder of the ongoing struggles for racial equality and justice. We'd like to have you out front with us.
We will be there. Tell us what you and your colleagues at the Bessie have been thinking about in preparing for this Juneteenth.
Well, we wanted to make sure that it was a great celebration. Of course, you know, people all over, organizations all over the city will be doing things to celebrate Juneteenth. We wanted to be able to tell the true story of the celebration. So we have the museum will be open. It's free that day. And we also, like I said, have a documentary that would be talking about some aspect of slavery and the history of freedom. It's very important that we continue to talk about this particular piece. As you know, Juneteenth is just getting on the horizon for a lot of people over the last few years. So we want to make sure that we continue to showcase the Juneteenth celebration, not just for fun and activities, but to be able to tell the story of those that came through that particular time.
What's one story about Juneteenth that you're familiar with that really resonates with you?
Just a day of freedom for those people. In 1967, I had the opportunity, I went to school in Texas, and I had the opportunity to go down with a friend because we stayed on campus that year for the summer, and we went down to Houston, and he took me over to Galveston to a celebration. Man, I've never seen anything like it. Didn't know anything about Juneteenth at that time, but it was something that really resonated with me, and from that point on, Juneteenth was in my mind. While we did not celebrate it a lot until recently, that resonated with me. As a matter of fact, I was talking to that particular friend and telling him about we're getting ready to celebrate our Juneteenth. He's talking about this. Nothing like Texas. nothing like Texas. So I'm just looking forward to it, Ray, because this is something that we need to keep in the forefront. It's something that's very important to stress to the young people today, because a lot of young people don't understand nor realize what Juneteenth is so significant to America.
Commemorating the emancipation of African Americans after the end of the Civil War.
At the end of the Civil War, exactly. And, of course, they were the last to be free. The war had been over for a period of time. Freedom had come. They didn't know about it.
And they first got that word in Texas.
In Texas, exactly.
Let's talk about Saturday, June 20th, the Big Nine Music Fest at the Bessie.
You know, that's a big day for us. We like to celebrate that particular day. June 20th, Bessie Smith Big Nine Music Fest will be presented by TVFCU. It was begun at 3 o'clock, and we'll go until about 10 p.m. that night. And it's free. All you need to do is bring your lunch here. Of course, we don't want you to bring any coolers or anything of that nature, but you can bring you some change. We have food trucks out there on the line. We will have ice beverages on the line. So all you need to do is bring your lunch here and put on your dancing shoes and come and hop around with us at the Big Nine. The Mailman Show and Band will be doing the headlining. We will have Tammy Tanyel, Mastro Hayes, DJ Augie, Willie Kitchen and Friends. And of course, we will be out there on that lawn sweating as usual, but we'll be having a good time.
Cuatro Cinco as well.
Oh, Cuatro Cinco. I did not mention him. Yes, as well. I'm sorry. And forgive me, Cuatro Cinco. But yes, we will have him on the line also. And of course, all of this is made possible with sponsorship from Coca-Cola, the Lyndhurst Foundation, the City of Chattanooga, Power G-94, G-93, EPB, and Tennessee Arts Commission. And we certainly thank all of them for their sponsorship.
And Juneteenth, the celebration of freedom at the Bessie, their community partners as well.
Yes, Tennessee 250, EPB, City of Chattanooga, First Horizon, and Tennessee Arts Commission.
Juneteenth celebration of freedom at the Bessie Smith Cultural Center here in downtown Chattanooga. Friday, June 19th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Correct.
Followed by the Big Nine Music Fest at the Bessie, Saturday, June 20th, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. All events free and open to the public. For people who want to learn more about them and about everything at the Bessie, where can they go online?
They can go online at bessiesmithcc.org, or they can call us at 423-266-8658.
All right. Eli, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, WUTC.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, WUTC.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.